comes in my mind not long ago, or something on that order. It was in a great city here, this nation, and New York. And it was on Christmas Eve. And there was a poor family, a little daddy, he had TB. And he was, and his wife had TB. They'd been unprivileged. And he's weakly, and so nobody would hire him. He had no education. And people didn't want him. He just was an outcast to become a tramp. Just, you know what a tramp is. Just go by and pick up something, peddle it, and get what they can, what little royalty they make on it, they try to live by. Just like a peddler or something on the street. Go buy some pins and needles and thimbles and whatever they can and take it and maybe buy for a penny a pack, you sell them for a nickel and make 4 cents on the pack, maybe in a run of a day's death. That's a great commission, but just think all he sells in a day. Maybe make 20, 30 cents a day. And he has a family. And the little wife, being weakly, she died. And it was coming Christmas time, and the little girl, she had developed from malnutrition, not having the right food and things. She took TB also. And she had a little fella, about 8, 9 years old, 10, and she had never had a doll for Christmas. And that's what she wanted for a gift, was a doll. And the father, not able to give her medical attention and so forth, and he seen the little girl was going fast, and he tried his best to get enough money together to get her a doll for Christmas. If he could just get enough to buy her a little doll. And so the Christmas time was coming on, the bad weather set in, the little girl developed some kind of pneumonia, and died just a few weeks before Christmas. And the father, of course, brokenhearted, went to his little tin can and got the money out, and he thought of his little girl, and she wanted a doll, like the little girl. See, it's a little mother coming on. You notice how a little girl, she goes to a doll because that's her nature. She's a coming mother. She will be mother someday if she lives. And everything in order to nature. That's your little girl likes a little doll. She might take care of it because after all, she's a little... potentially a little mother. And she wanted a little doll. She never had one. And Daddy had saved everything he could to get her a little doll. And so she died. And the father kind of had a lapse of mind. His wife had been taking his little girl, and his mind kind of got to a place that he'd go to bed every night and talk to this little girl, though she was been buried. But he thought he was talking to her and tell her, now, honey, it won't be long. Daddy's going to get you this dolly for Christmas. And Daddy's promised you the dolly, and I'm going to get it. Finally, Christmas arrived. And of course, you know how it is. The rich had their big parties, and the candles burning, and the great high masses in the churches, and talking about Jesus and so forth. The churches were going through all kinds of routines and mass and singing and carols and everything. Little did they know what was going on back in the alley behind all this. This little fellow back there, he got beside himself. He wanted that little girl to have that doll so bad because she had begged so for this little doll. So he went out and he bought her a little rag doll. A little thing, probably about 30 cents, a little dirty something you bought down on the side of the street. And it was a real cold night. The blizzard winds are blowing, snow falling hard there in New York, down on the coast, the streets filling up. And the people in their great big limousine cars, and drunken parties out, drinking the celebration of the birth of Christ. And of these things that we speak of tonight, trying to think that that's the right way to do it, is to drink off their old sorrows and things, and that's the way to do it. All of them stand the story of the day, and the woman talked about what two girls met and won't know what they got for their daddy. One of them said, well, she got him a carton of a certain kind of cigarettes, and the other said she got him a fifth of whiskey and a deck of cards. That ain't giving them a memorial gift for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the way it goes. You see, it's just a big bunch of tinsel. It hasn't got Christmas in it at all. And so we find out this little man, he wandered along. He knew in his heart his little girl was gone, but he went and bought the doll anyhow. And he thought, I'll just start walking. I'll find her somewhere. She'll be along the street here, and I'll find her. And he started walking. He couldn't fool himself. She wasn't back there in the little shanty and in the little ragged, dirty bed, but she was there. So he knew, he thought he'd find her on the street. He said, I'll just keep walking. And he was going down through the alleys while they were singing their carols and going on. Going down the alley, packing this little dirty doll, holding in his coat up to his heart, thinking of his little girl. And finally, a policeman happened to see him, and the policeman had a few drinks himself. And he ran into the alley and grabbed the old man and turned him around. He said, what are you doing hanging here? He said, I'm taking this little doll, sir, to my little girl. He said, well, where do you live? And he told him where he lived and said, well, you're going away from that place. You're drunk. Go back the other way. He said, sir, I'm not drunk. I promised my little girl I'd get her a gift for Christmas. He said, an appropriate gift for a little girl is a little doll. And he said, let me see it. So he showed him a little dirty, light rag doll. He's holding it in his, next to his bosom, holding a little doll. So the policeman had drunk himself. Shoved him on and started down. The old man went down the alley and snow falling fast. And well, the midnight parties broke up. The next morning, the snow was let up. The sun had come out. So, Nicholas, all the people from their great gaiety parties, just ice sacks on their heads from too much drinking in celebration of the birth of Christ. And many of them were forced and carrying off from all the going on way down in the alley. They found the old man. And when he turned him over, he had the little doll next to his heart. I suppose he took his gift to her. He bound her in a way, not here. He took the gift. It was an appropriate gift.
Amen.
God, merciful. Yet it cost him his death. There's no other way in the world he could have given her the gift. She was barren.
Amen.
But the only way he could do it would be go like that.
Amen.
Little doll didn't mean too much. I guess a little dirty-faced doll. But what did he do it? It fulfilled a promise he had made.
Amen.
I wonder what the people thought about it. His dirty hands and a little dirty doll. But it fulfilled a promise to his little girl. Sometimes we look upon the gospel the same thing. They didn't want it when God brought it, but it fulfilled a promise.
Amen.
That he would give his son. You know what? They left him to die too, just like a tramp on the street. That's exactly right. They left him to die like a tramp on the street. And today, they treat him like a tramp on the street.
Amen.
But he fulfilled what he was supposed to do. He was the gift that God promised to the world. Tonight, let me take him as my Savior, to my heart. Let me walk in the face of my death, or whatever it is I got.
Amen.
I promise my life to him. Amen. I want to take it to him, no matter where I have to go. If I go through death and have to be shot, no matter what takes place, I have to be laughed at, called crazy, everything gets communicated to the rest of the Christian churches and so forth. It's the gift of God that I hold in my heart.
Amen.
I want to take it to him. That's our appropriate gift I speak on. It was an appropriate gift because the little girl, she was a little girl to be, the mother would have been. An appropriate gift was the little doll. An appropriate gift that God, the Creator, could give to His creation would be a Savior to save it from the